Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning and welcome to the At Home with Roby Show. I am Trent Haston filling in as head host for Patrick McIsaac today. I have David McGuire as our guest host.
Hey Trent, how we doing?
It feels good sitting on the left side of the room today versus the dinky right side, Dave.
Well, I'm just going to try to fill your shoes.
You know, 90%, I learned this fact the other day, 90% of folks are right-handed.
I didn't know that, but sounds like a, you know, reasonable percentage.
What is the over-under that I made that number up?
You wouldn't have said it out loud. I think that's something you heard.
And my dad was left-handed, mm-hmm. and my sister, Taylor Haston, lives in Augusta, ER doctor, very successful, way more successful than us, is a left-hander. That's why he thought she was going to be so great.
Well, your family's
You know her.
I do. Your family's beating the percentage, so there you go.
Yeah, that's why it makes me wonder. I don't know. Maybe my dad forced my sister to be left-handed. You could probably do that, can't you?
Possibly.
I mean, you know when people get hurt and they break their right arm if they're right-handed, they learn to do everything with their left hand, and then coming out, they go back to their right arm, won't they stay on their left arm?
I think you could probably learn it.
I think I'm going to switch hands mid-career.
Okay.
I'm 45.
Sounds really inefficient, but
I'm not going to do it. I'm kidding. And I'm not taking hair Rogaine either.
You talk about
hair a
lot.
You might need some Rogaine.
No, I need a lot. The problem is if I start, I can't stop, and then I'm always paying for it, and it still won't look good.
So, Dave, those who don't know, Dave and I met ninth grade, pre-ninth grade, been best friends since then, had the best hair ever. We were roommates at Chapel Hill. I used to lay in bed in Morrison Dorm and look at his thick hair.
Kind of creepy.
And so, too, will pass. The Lord has blessed me.
So what Trent's saying is I am follicly challenged, but I'm proud of it.
You got a nice beard.
Break the
and a hairy back.
Okay, so you're staring at me in bed, and now I have a hairy back.
Well, we played a lot of shirtless basketball together over the years.
I mean, dude, come on, man. It's not that bad. I'm not like a werewolf or something. Like,
no, you're not. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to put other people down to make myself feel better. It's the holiday season. We're in November. Thanksgiving's coming up. You got to be grateful for your gifts.
Yeah, Trent, I'm grateful for my health and for my family and all of my friendships like you. I'm not thankful for my hair, but it's okay. I'm here.
Dave,
I'm alive.
You're all right. You're my very, very, very best friend. My wife, I'm very open about this. She's always said that you're very special to her. Because you take the time out every time you are around her to go say, hey, Reagan, how are you doing? How's it going? Take some interest in her. You're not just hanging out with the dudes over by the fire. You go do your thing, and you get a lot of kudos for that. So,
well, I'll tell you a secret. I like your wife more than you, so that might be part of it.
No. Golly.
I'm just kidding. No, love Reagan. Always love seeing her. Wish I saw her more.
Yeah, so Reagan went to Carolina as well, so went to Harding with us as well. We went to Harding High School. So, and you've worked at the Roby family of companies. You're our chief operating officer for the whole family. You joined us in the spring, July 1st, 2008.
Yes.
So this year would have been your 15th anniversary. Am I right about that?
That is
wow,
15.
Congratulations, thank man. You. I hadn't, don't think I've told you that.
15 long and wonderful years.
I think we give watches at 62 years.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that one.
Actually, I think you're the one that don't want to give watches.
I raised the bar a little bit. I think we said, 20 years? 20?
I don't know what you said.
I think it was 20.
I think it's good.
When you retire,
we have a lot of tenured folks. Bobby Reed retired this year, one of the great folks. How long did he work with us?
25.
25. His first week I worked with him, I think it was Christmas break. I think we worked on Vernon Drive, put in a drain line, a lot of muddy digging.
Bobby is the epitome of the Roby way, hard work, great people.
Great person.
Yeah,
my dad loves me, loves our family, loves the whole company. His son, Bobby Jr., worked with him. I think he got a watch.
he got a watch. And I'll tell you what's really fun, a really, really cool story. Bobby means a lot to my family. So he used to do a lot of work for my mom and dad, like on the side doing stuff and introducing it. And one time, I'll never forget it. I grew up, we had a Toyota Previa van, like a gold, kind of looked like a big bullet, like an eggshell car.
That thing would shoot up to Chapel Hill.
Dude, I remember I was driving down the road, and I looked, and I thought it was, there weren't too many of these after a while. You know, you look, and I thought it was my mom, and I looked, and Bobby Reed's driving this van around town. I called my dad. I was like, why is Bobby Reed driving the van? He said, oh, I paid him with the van.
Hey, that's a pretty good deal. Yeah. They call that bartering, Dave, just so you know.
So he drove, every time I'd see him, he'd be driving that
van. I remember he drove that van. I never put two and two together. Yeah, that was a sneaky little side deal Frank did.
He did. He hooked it up.
Yeah. Dave's dad, Frank, used to really give me a hard time. He was a big Wolfpack fan, and I was always a big Tar Heel fan. So every time I saw him at high school, after practice, he'd pick you up and cuss me out.
Those Tar Heels.
Make him hard young, boy. He'd say, y'all are terrible.
He'd rib you on Dean Smith, wouldn't he?
And then that one time in freshman year in college, me and you got in a fight. I might have got a little mouthy. I think it was like 12 guys to our two.
Well, to clear this up, we weren't fighting each other.
No, we were fighting. I got a little mouthy outside. You took up for me. It was 12 versus 1.5. We'll give you a full one, and our heads kind of got swollen up a little bit. And every time I saw your dad after that, God rest his soul, he gave me a hard time. Every time I saw him, he stopped talking about State and Carolina. He said, "You got my son beat up." I said, "Man, come on, man."
Let's be clear. You were fighting one of the 12. I had the other 11.
The other 11 were kicking you, and me and the one became friends to protect you.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
That didn't work out too good for
after
me.
My head got swollen up. Yeah. Hey, man, glad we made it through our first year of college. That was Morrison Dormitory, South Campus, UNC Tar Heels.
Yep, 754.
754. I lived there 2 years. You moved out. I stayed. Mm-hmm. Davidas Mitchell was my roommate. What's up, D? Stayed in the same suite.
Yep.
A much better roommate in that room.
Rob
than you.
And Jason.
Yeah, Rob Nelson was the editor of Daily Tar Heel.
Good people.
But speaking of those glory days, our guest today coming on is Chad Flack. I think he's one of the legendary pitchers for the UNC Tar Heel baseball team. We'll hear about it more when he comes on. You're listening to the At Home with Roby Show.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to the At Home with Roby Show. I am the head host today, Trent Haston, filling in for Patrick McIsaac. We got David McGuire to my right. That's the dunce area. That's where I usually sit. And our guest today is Chad Flack. What's up, man?
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Appreciate y'all having me in here.
I'm going to give you a compliment. Ever since we've known each other, you always carry a big smile on your face. You always look positive, and it's a great attribute.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. You just bring the best out of me.
Well, good. I hope that's right.
There you go.
I bring the best out of Dave, too.
There you go.
Sure.
So, Chad, you were telling us during the break about the left-handedness of your family.
Yep.
Give it to us.
Yeah. So, my mom, my dad, and myself, we all eat left-handed. Everything else is done right-handed. So I would say finesse with the left, power with the right. So back to my ball days, it was throwing right, hitting right. I did not pitch, by the way. Only in high school.
You did pitch in high school?
I would call it, I was a thrower. I just threw as hard as I could.
But you got recruited as a hitter.
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
And where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Forest City, North Carolina.
Forest City.
Yep. That's a better way of saying it. Far City. That's what we
Did I say it wrong? It.
No, we just always shorten it.
Far City.
Far City.
Somebody, we had a Make-A-Wish thing the other day, and they said, "What's a whoosh?" I said, "Why are you making fun of me?" Isn't that right? They got all excited about that. Because I think I say Make-A-Whoosh when it's Make-A-Wish. That doesn't even sound
You're
right.
You're just putting your spin on it. It's okay.
Sound like I'm from the Northeast or something. And I'm not. I'm from here.
Well, Forest City is also in Rutherford County. We call it Ruffton.
Rutherfordton. Is it Rutherfordton?
It
right?
is Rutherfordton.
Okay.
But Ruffton.
We did some nursing home remodels in Forest City
for
Brookdale Senior Living.
Okay.
I spent a little time up there.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Beautiful
good
place. Great people.
Good old town. Yeah. It is a good place. So you spent your whole life there until you went to Chapel Hill?
Correct.
And I was giving you a hard time because you were a legendary bat hitter. What do you call that?
Slugger?
Silver slugger.
Silver slugger.
at the UNC Chapel Hill. And we were hanging out a couple months ago. I've known you. I know you were a great baseball player for a long time. And I was like, did you pitch? When years you pitch? You're like,
none.
You haven't never seen the video? You said you took your kids to a game or two.
Yeah, I pay them good money to keep that video.
So what years did you play?
I played 05 through 08. And then I actually, after having surgery in 08, I coached in 2009.
You coached?
I did.
I heard that, yeah. Actually. So did you think you wanted to be a baseball coach?
I did, yeah. Growing up, I enjoyed it. Love on the field, working with the guys. The recruiting aspect and the time commitment that I saw a lot of those coaches away from their family kind of hit home during that year, which was great for me to see. I met my wife in 2009, and so I had to make some big boy choices at that time, and luckily I chose the right path of coming back in the family business.
I'm going to go home and tell my wife when I see her that I'm going to start making big boy choices. see if she thinks that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I don't have it in me.
I don't think you have it in you.
She's going to be like, yeah, right.
Exactly.
You are a dodo. So you played 05 to 08,
mm-hmm.
coached in 09.
And
I think y'all had some good teams back then, didn't
you?
Yeah,
we did.
I'm a Tar Heel.
Had a lot of good teammates, that's for sure. Yeah, we went to the World Series in 06, 07, and 08, and in 2009 when I was coaching. So
really?
Yeah, we were first loser in 06 and 07, and then we were second loser in 08. So,
wow.
Yep.
So you went to Omaha.
Yep.
The Omaha Wizard, Warren Buffett.
Yep.
Did you go check out any of that stuff while y'all were there? Or you were focused on baseball?
It was baseball and eating steaks.
Eating steaks. They got really good steaks.
Whiskey fillets.
Whiskey
hard to beat.
Fillets.
Whiskey fillets. Hard to beat.
I was fortunate enough. You're a fellow YPOer.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think we were on a golf trip together when I was the membership chair and figured out that you got in.
Yeah, I was smoothing you on a golf trip
were,
just so that you can, you know, let me into this nice club.
I don't know why I'm saying all this. A fellow YPOer, Clifford Thompson, invited me to go with him. He goes to the Berkshire shareholders meeting every year. So I got to go up to Omaha and check out the stadium a little bit. It's kind of cool.
Did you go to the new one or the old one?
The old one.
Rosenblatt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Rosenblatt was special. I hate that they moved away from it.
Yep. It's got some history.
It does.
You think the World Series will always stay in Omaha?
I think so. I mean, the investment that the town has made
it's
there,
cool.
And with the new stadium,
yeah, that
that's
is
downtown.
A pretty stadium. I didn't go check
gorgeous.
It out, but it's very prominent.
Yeah.
Right
it is.
There.
I want to go see.
Everything's built around it.
Yep. I jogged around the old stadium. We were kind of staying out there. So
If people are not big college baseball, you know, followers or whatever, if you like baseball at all, going out there on a random trip is a lot of fun.
Omaha's a beautiful place.
It is.
So you thought you might want to coach baseball. You had to make big boy choices. You found your wife.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do you have?
So I have three kids.
Three kids.
A boy that's seven, a little girl that's three, and a three-month-old that is another
that.
Little girl. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are y'all going to have a couple more?
Absolutely not. We are done. We are finished.
Chad, you can get is your oldest into baseball?
No, he's not. Okay. He's I'm letting him find his own path for sure. But he can throw a baseball. That's for sure. He enjoys throwing it against the net and, you know, playing randomly like that. But definitely don't force the kids to do anything that I want them to do.
Dave's son. Dave has one of his sons.
My middle child. Yeah,
is a big ball player, right?
He loves
baseball. I hear he's pretty good.
He's all right.
Aiden.
No. Aiden's mud. Yeah. Aiden's 16.
Okay.
Jack is.
Jack.
Jack is
the
12.
Attack.
Jack is 12.
And Jack's strong, isn't
okay.
he?
Okay.
I mean, he's 12.
He's
I
my
mean,
son.
I would say he's I would say he's normal for a 12-year-old.
What positions he play?
Catcher, center field, and pitcher.
Okay.
Yeah. So he loves baseball. He's got a great team, great kids. We've had his coach, Jeremy Fulkerson, in here and talk. South Park Youth Association on our challenge team. So it's good. Anyway, what I was getting at is that whether it's baseball or something else, you can get that coaching, scratch that coaching itch.
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying
right.
to get you back in.
Yeah.
Trying to get you in the fold.
That might mess up my golf game. I've got to watch out for
you're
that.
You're really True. Good. I enjoy playing golf with you. You're fun to play golf
It will
golf
take
with.
Your Saturdays and weekends up.
Exactly.
Well, I will say my dad worked a lot, mm-hmm. and he always was present at my sporting events, but he never coached. So my gift is not coaching. And so I got buddies like Bo Byram and these guys. Mm-hmm. They're natural coaches. Well, their dad's coach, and that's just kind of what they yeah. do. And I'll go. My son play baseball, and I know the guys, the other dads and the coach. Mm-hmm. I'm like, look, man, I'll help you when I can. But I'm going to be here, but I just can't be that yeah. dependable on the coaching because I am out of town a lot.
Of course.
So it's cool. My son does play baseball. It's hard. You know, I want him to – certain times he's your eight, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, boy. But he's starting to
he's got a long way to go.
He yeah. does. And we're – Reagan and I have the same philosophy. We have five children. We if he says tomorrow I don't want to play baseball in the spring, he doesn't play baseball in the spring.
Yeah.
So he's saying now he wants to play basketball in the
cool.
That's
in
awesome.
A couple weeks. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge huge fan of the multi-sport. Yeah. When I came up, travel ball was starting at, a little bit at that time, but I still played three sports. And I think there's just a lot to learn because if you just stick with the one that you're really good at, you don't learn how to fail.
True.
And learning how to fail and maybe not being the best player on a team and being a good teammate, I think, is important. So,
did you play Legion baseball?
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I played for Charlotte 262
okay.
a couple of years, and I played for Steel Creek. They created a team, played there 1 year. I love baseball. But look at this body. Okay, much, much more than high school out of this guy.
I don't know. You look like a tall pitcher to me.
That's funny. So what position did you play?
I played third and first.
Third and first.
Yeah, first 2 years I started at first, and the last two I started at third.
Okay.
Yep.
Did y'all ever play Harding High School?
I don't think we did.
You never came to West Charlotte, huh?
Yeah, we stayed out in the 828.
I hear you. Yeah. 828. Do you still have an 828 number?
I do.
You do?
I do, absolutely.
I
I'm proud
I
of it.
I that, actually.
Yeah, our buddy, mutual buddy Mike Griffin always gives me a little crap on that. So
hey, you got to keep your roots in some form
absolutely.
Or fashion.
Absolutely.
But you don't live out there anymore.
I don't.
Man,
nope.
You moved away from the homeland. Yeah.
So in 2009, when I did leave ball, I did move back home and then came into Charlotte in 2015 when we opened a new location.
Okay,
and stuff,
well, we're going to talk about that. I was teeing
yeah,
that up for
you're
the
teeing
next
it up.
Segment.
All right.
Will you stick around?
I will.
Man, if y'all aren't having fun, you need to check yourself. It's Sunday morning. Let's go. Chad Flack, David McGuire. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Yeehaw! Welcome back to the At Home with Roby show. I'm Trent Haston. We got David McGuire over here, and our guest today is Chad Flack. How you doing, Chad?
Doing good, buddy.
Man, how'd I do there, TJ?
Love it.
You brought that. You were teasing me.
Hey, if that construction job doesn't work, I mean, you got a face for radio.
I think Dollywood. I think I could do. I could run a game at Dollywood.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that.
Like the ring toss game or something.
Yep.
Have a little background music. I'd probably make a lot. If they make commission
outfit.
On revenue, I might consider it. I'm a commission sales guy.
There you go.
So, Chad, you decided after your first year, big boy choice was, I got to move home, got me a woman. I think she's the right one. Mm-hmm. I just met her, but this might go somewhere. You moved back to Forest City, and what business do you get in?
Yeah, so our company's name is Main Street Insurance Group. Back when I came in, we were in two locations in the western part of the state, one in Forest City and one in Tryon. Both of them were on Main Street, hence the name. And I had called Dad, you know, after getting out of coaching and had a couple opportunities. I had a former coach of mine call me at the University of South Carolina and another Wilmington opportunity, University of Wilmington, to kind of, you know, further go into that coaching world. And sat down with him and said, hey, I'm thinking about wanting to come back in the family business. And he was the third generation of the business. And he basically looked at me and said, your name will get you an opportunity, but I'm not giving you anything.
Wow.
Which is what I love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sets you up for success.
Like and had you worked in the business in high school or anything?
I did not.
You didn't?
I did not. I was in the building a lot, you know, probably
around.
Disrupting all the employees and that. But so I was around it, but never.
Well, that's the good
it.
Thing about having a construction business back in yep. the day. Me and Dave worked in the summers in high school and college and all my buddies. You know, you could go do manual labor.
Well, you better believe if there was manual labor in the insurance business, my dad would have had me
yeah,
doing
right.
it.
That's what I'm saying.
You're doing copies and printing and all kinds of stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I do exactly. tell the story often that one of the greatest things, my dad treated me with respect and like a man when I was around. I'd get off work and they'd drop me back off at the office, and I'd be hanging out in my dad's office, and somebody would come in for an interview or to get fired or to ask for money. And my dad would say, "Hey, this is my son. This is Trent. Trent, you want to stay in? We need to shut the door. You want to stay in here? You can go out." And I always chose to stay. And I just got to be a fly on the wall and hear these conversations and these emotions and how you treat people the right way.
Absolutely.
With respect. So I'm blessed for that side of the business as well.
Yep.
I tell you, it's been tough with my kids. My first three kids are girls. I got Tatum's 15 and Rowan's 14. And always thought they would go do manual labor. Well, their summers are different than our summers were. You know, they got a lot more activity and a lot of stuff, which we're blessed to do.
They're just going to come in, go straight to the top and tell you what to do, right? Isn't that what they should do?
They tell me what to do now.
I keep telling Trent, man, you bring them to me. I got to groom them.
They want to work, but, I mean, it's hard because when – they're doing something at a camp or something 3 out of 4 weeks. It's hard to find the consistency.
Of course.
I don't go to work every day to the same spot like my dad did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm traveling business development in the mountains, hanging out with you.
That's right.
So it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to say, "Hey, Dad, I want to go to work." And then they're females, which that's no problem. But do you put them with a male? They're going to ride around with a male all day. That might be a little uncomfortable. There's all these dynamics that you don't think about until you have a child and you're thinking about it. So is anybody else outside of your father, third generation, in the family, in your extended family?
Yes. So my uncle, my dad's brother, is in the in ownership as well.
Got it.
So 2/3 generations, and I'm fourth generation now.
Are you the only fourth generation
in
the business?
I'm the only fourth generation.
Are there any people considering joining the business?
No, I think my sister's decided to stay out of it.
Really?
My older sister's a pharmacist, went to Chapel Hill as well.
Cool. Wow.
And then my younger sister is on the way to being an ABA therapist. She went to UNC Charlotte and is working on her master's right now.
Man.
Yep.
So what year was it when you joined the Main Street?
I came back in 2009, right after the season.
2009.
Yep.
So how far did the name get you, Dad?
It got me all the way to the front desk. I was answering phone calls. I was taking payments.
That's good.
It was one of those things. He wanted me to be on the ground floor of the business, get to see all the different areas, and also, you know, be able to see and respect, you know, what all the employees are doing on a regular basis. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was 100% supportive of it. I always worked for everything in my life, from ball and sports, and I kind of brought that whole picture into, well, I'm starting from the ground level, you know, here at Main Street. I need to earn my way.
Well, you know, a lot of business leaders that I've admired build their businesses with former college athletes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's very successful.
Well, I tell everybody, you know, obviously going to Chapel Hill, I learned a lot, you know, through the school. You know, different things that you don't learn in Forest City for the most part growing up. But really what you learn in regards to the sports is the time commitment, leadership skills, how to talk mm-hmm. to people, how to pull people in the right direction. There's a lot of skills that you can gain by being a college athlete, for sure.
Amen. That's impressive. And that's a lot of work. They wanted me to play club baseball at Carolina, and I was like, man, if I'm not going to be a real baseball – I mean, not to take anything away from people to play club baseball.
Yeah.
But I was like, I got to choose a path here.
There you go.
So, and school was hard for me. I ain't that bright. Right, David?
I don't know. Y'all got into Chapel Hill, y'all pretty bright. I got into Chapel Hill as an athlete. Yeah. So.
Trent took advantage. Trent was street smart. He would take advantage of all the extra, like, you know, editing, counseling, and all the assistance, which was smart, and then you'd get a great grade.
I went to the writing center. They tell your teacher you came and got help, then I'd take it to the teacher. I mean, you get in their face enough times, they can't fail you.
But I didn't hear street smarts earlier when you were going 2-on-12.
That was him allowing me to – I was the big guy. He was a little guy.
Okay.
He let that happen.
That was a mistake. Hey, I'm a human. You make mistakes.
You.
Chad,
2-on-12, I thought you were doing some sports terminology. My head just started hurting.
And, Chad, the funniest thing about that is that we were freshmen, so, like, we had – he had his now wife – girlfriend in high school, and my girlfriend at the time was still in high school, so we had to go back
that wasn't
the very
my
next
wife.
Day.
That wasn't my wife.
Oh, that's right. You weren't with her yet. Yeah. Anyway.
Way to hurt me.
But we had to go back for the Winter Dreams dance back in high school, so we showed up looking like...
No, I remember we had to go pick our buddy Shane up from NC State, so somebody came and picked us up. We didn't have a car at campus freshman year.
Yep.
We drive 40 minutes to Raleigh. My head is pounding. I felt like Martin Lawrence on the show Martin when Mike Tyson beat him up.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the back all squeezed up. And then we have like a 3.5 hour ride home. It was the most painful experience, literally.
Now, what story did y'all make up? You know, when you came back, you had to make up some.
I
type
promise
of story,
you
right?
this: when you look like that, you got your butt whooped. There's no
hiding.
Think I said I fell. I don't know what I said. My dad was like, "You are an idiot."
It was
my dad
what
was
happened.
Pretty street smart. He didn't. He wasn't putting up with our crap. he had seen our antics for 4 years already.
There you go.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew. And Frank and we already talked about Frank. Frank wasn't. We weren't getting by on him either.
Mm-mm.
You told on me actually. So you had two Main Street locations. I think you said Tryon and Forest City.
Yes.
And you joined the business, mm-hmm. and you've been with the business now, I think it would be like 14 years. Yep. So give us an update.
Yeah. So in 2015, we got into the Charlotte area with the merger of the Martin and Harrell Agency, who had actually been around since 1898. Danny Martin, Jim Harrell, wonderful people, and you know they were just getting towards the end of their career and wanted to kind of perpetuate their business appropriately, and we were kind of the perfect fit. And they also didn't have an employee benefits side of their business, and that was my specialty growing up in the business, and so I kind of came into Charlotte and started that side of the equation.
Cool.
Yep.
Man, I didn't know all that.
Yep.
So that was 2015. And that's why you live near Charlotte?
That's right. Yep.
You live on the north side of town?
I'm in Concord.
Concord.
Yep.
Concord.
My wife grew up in Concord.
She grew up in Concord.
So I got her back home.
You are smart.
Is it Concord or Concord?
Man.
I say Concord.
I say Concord.
Maybe that's the Forest City.
Well, I say Concord, but I've heard it's Concord.
I don't think that's people from around Concord that say that.
Whichever's a longer pronunciation normally you go with, right?
Yeah, we're Southern after all, right?
Yep.
Well, man, congratulations. I think it's very smart of you to live in your wife's hometown. You around her family?
Yeah, actually, her mom lives on our property in a cottage that we designed once we bought the house from her in 2000, I think it was 17, 18. Did a full redo of the house, and then it was a three-story garage over there, and we turned it into like a 1,500 square foot condo apartment for
Thanks
her.
Thanks for the business.
Yeah. I didn't know you back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I'm completely joking.
And then actually we bought the house next door to us as well, where my younger sister now lives, and my parents come into town early in the week, and my mom helps out with my kids, and dad comes in to work with me in the Charlotte office. So we have a little compound
there
in Concord.
That is cool. You know, I live beside my mom. I bought the house mm-hmm. next door. So we have so much in common with that. Chad, last week we asked AJ Klink to stay on. He had a charity adventure he wanted to talk about, building schools. I think you have some charity endeavors here. Will you stick around? We usually talk about Make-A-Wish and the cornhole tournaments a couple weeks ago, so I'd love to hear
about
it.
Would love to.
All right, Chad Flack, when we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to the At Home with Roby Show. I am Trent Haston filling in for Patrick Makaza as the interlude to the show. David McGuire is the guest host today. Hey, Dave.
What's up, Trent?
What's up? What's up?
Good stuff, man.
Always my little baby Knox is three, tough little fella. I hang out with him for a little while. I said, "What's up, big dog? What's big dog say?" He said, "Roo, roo, 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 roo." And then when Reagan hangs out with him, I go, "What's up, big dog? What's big dog say?" He go, "I little pup." Roo, 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 roo.
That's great.
Hurts my feelings. Chad, you're still here.
I'm still here.
That is great.
You're letting me hang
out. Thank you, man. Great. Wonderful stories. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, it's fantastic.
You feel privileged to be here?
I always do. Yeah. I'm in the room with UNC greatness. You know?
Hey, we do have Mr. Georgia Bulldog TJ. We do have the Tar Heel cornered in here,
and
even though our football team has flopped.
Yep. Well, if he's a Georgia running back, he would just run straight through us because yeah. that's what our defense is right now.
I thought we were going to play defense this year.
I'm not running anywhere.
I'm running to the fridge. How come in the second half they averaged like 40 yards a carry?
Oh, gosh. They're either out of shape or something. I don't know what's going on. They hit the clubs the night before. Or I don't know.
Good gracious.
Amazing. So tell us about your charitable endeavors here, Chad.
Yeah. So I have my son, Channing, is 7 years old. He was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2. Through that whole scenario and diagnosis that we went through, it was just a very trying time. It was a difficult time. We didn't have anybody we could really talk to. We didn't know other people that had been through it. And it was just, you know, you have somebody sitting there evaluating your child and telling you what's wrong with them and all these things and trying to find a path forward. It's just kind of a dark period for parents that are going through that. And so, but I'm happy to say just, you know, he's doing fantastic. We got him enrolled with ABA therapy, and he's in first grade at Christ Classical School. He's in a regular classroom, but he has what we call a para with him, which a para basically is an adult with him throughout the day that helps him learn in his way.
That's
in
awesome.
in the regular classroom. So,
wow.
But through that whole scenario, you know, we just felt like there was something in our heart that we needed to do to help other families that were going through those trying times that maybe don't have the resources that we do to be able to help their kids like we did with Channing. And so we started the Channing's Joy Foundation almost 2 years ago. And I give all the credit to my wife. My wife has spearheaded it from the beginning. It literally started with we would do an autism walk, the Autism Speaks yeah. walk every year, and she would start doing T-shirts, and it was like Channing's Joy, Team Channing's Joy. I mean, it was because we call it Channing's Joy because he gives so much joy to everybody around him. He's always
awesome.
Smiling. He's happy all the time. And so everybody was like, we love these shirts. Like, can we get more? Mm-hmm. So she keeps doing more and more and more. And so that's where the foundation kind of was born from is all the clothes and things that she was doing. And basically she took 100% of the proceeds and then she writes checks to families that need it. So the other day she, you know, I saw her that she was looking through ABA bills, you know, that were upwards of $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 for families that can't pay for it. And we wrote a check directly to cover that. So it gave us a lot of purpose, I guess, is where it's come into, you know, for our situation.
So the mission of Channing's Joy Foundation is to help offset medical expenses and needs for families that are going through this.
It is that. We want to be a full financial support in any way possible.
Yeah.
So it could be a situation where a kid that's nonverbal needs an AAC device, which could be thousands of dollars. We'll write a check so that they can get that and be able to, you know, communicate, which is an awesome thing that all of us deserve the right to be able to do, or we write checks for their medical services, just anything and everything, and we take them through a qualifying appropriate, but I think to this day we've given away almost $200,000 just in 2 years. Yep. And I think on this year we're probably looking to triple that based on what my wife's already done.
So you raise the money through selling the clothes and shirts and stuff?
So if you look up Channing's Joy Foundation, you'll see that there is a boutique that
check
you can
it out.
Go and you can see it. It's Choose to Include and just a lot of really cool, you know, sweatshirts and T-shirts and things of that nature that I think helps spread a positive message as well. But then we also do events. We have some really good friends, Lauren's best friends from college that own Vestique here in town. It's about, I think they 15, 20 locations now. And they did a fashion show that all the proceeds went to Change Joy Foundation. It was $115,000
wow.
at the end of the day.
That's really cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So,
man, that's awesome. I'm going to check it out. Channing'sJoyFoundation.com?
Yep. Channing's Joy Foundation. Yep.
Channing's Joy Foundation.
It,
and
there.
There's a boutique on there.
Yep.
I'm going to check it out with my family this evening. That is awesome. 2 years already given away over $200,000 in helping families that are going through this trying experience.
Absolutely.
Very similar. We support Make-A-Wish.
Yeah. Great organization.
You know, kids with life-threatening illness, very similar. Give them this experience. And I agree. I said this the other day at our sponsorship dinner for the cornhole tournament for Make-A-Wish. I said when we started the first year, My first child had a health issue, and we were going through that, and you don't understand it till you do it.
That's exactly right.
And you feel like you're on an island.
You feel like you're on an island, and I think all of us in our life are looking for purpose. And it's given us purpose, and I'm sure your support of the Make-A-Wish Foundation has given y'all purpose. And,
it has.
We all have a special thing in our heart for kids and families that are going through things that are tough.
Well, God bless you. Look up Main Street.
Main Street Insurance Group.
Main Street Insurance Group, Channing's Joy Foundation. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being here, Chad Flack.
Thank you.
Do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated and carry a smile around on your face. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.